code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on November the 13th, 2009. Newcomers go into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. That's the main website. Scroll down, look at all the other sites I have up there, bookmark them for future use. These are the only official sites I have. Anything else is bogus out there. There's cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. There's cuttingthroughthematrix.net, cuttingthroughthematrix.us, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca. There's Alan Watt, cuttingthroughthematrix.ca, and Alan Watt Sentinel.eu. The last one is a European site, has all the same audios as the rest for download, but it has addition of transcripts for download. You can print them up, pass them out to your friends. They're written in the various languages of Europe. There's quite a lot of my talks have been translated and more to come. But remember, anything else out there is utterly bogus. And if anybody else is selling stuff in my name, let me know, because it happens all the time. On cuttingthroughthematrix.com, you'll see the PayPal button there, and you see how to order the things I have for sale, the books I have for sale on my site. And there's discs as well, CDs and DVDs for sale. And you can also donate, as I say, through PayPal, or you can buy through PayPal. Just send me a separate email to confirm your order. And remember, this show is brought to you, the listeners, by you, the listeners, and no one else is backing me up. I've always said when the cash falls below freezing level, I'll just go off and do other things. So it's up to you to keep me going, because everyone depends on everyone else doing it. And really, it's always the same few. Occasionally, you get a new donator coming in. But I mean, it's the same few people that just keep it going. Everyone else is a cheapo. And that's the life that we live in today. That's also a symptom of why society will not stand together when the big crises come down, which is they're already doing. People will expect someone else to do it all for them. That's why the big boys give us leaders. And for those who get the disc burned and passed around to them, you can write to me at Alan Watt, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is Estaire, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P, as in Peter, 3, E as in Elizabeth, 4, N as in Nora, 1, P3E4N1. And the ads that you hear on the show are paid by the advertisers straight to RBN, the radio station, for the broadcast time and for their staff and equipment and their bills. We all have these bills ongoing. And tonight, again, I'll be going into some of what is real and what is fake out there, because we live in an age where mass marketing is used by government and government departments and the United Nations to terrify the public, terrify them into going along with agendas that are very, very misleading. The flu shot and all this hype with the flu isn't just about big money. That's a big part of it, certainly, but it's for something to come down the road. It's the same with the climate change thing. It's going to change our entire ways of living, a completely pre-planned, structured society from birth to death. And how you can live. That's what it's all about. And that's why, if you're standing up to your neck in snow, I don't care, they'll still be seeing it's global warming. Like parrots. Global warming, bah, bah, over and over and over, regardless of the facts. Facts don't matter when it comes to marketing. That's how look at your ads on television. They never tell you any truth, they just say, you want this. It looks nice. Back with more after this break.
Mm-hmm. The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Before I go into my talk tonight, I'll just mention too that Waiting for the Miracle, my second book, or it's really the fourth one, is available now in Spanish and Portuguese for anyone who's interested. You'll see it in the Alan Watt Sentinel site for sale. Now, let's see, marketing. It's an incredible science, very old too, and taught even throughout the 1800s and long before, I'm sure, by merchants, to merchants, on how to sell their wares. It developed into office towers eventually, like Madison Avenue. And they deal with the mind of the general public. Bernays was famous for understanding, and he was taught this stuff, understanding the populace, what makes them tick, what makes them purchase, what motivates them, and he used it for the politicians as well as for the private companies that wanted to sell things. He was often in to see the president of the U.S. All through his life on different presidents and find ways of even promoting wars and stuff like that. Very good at it. And he had utter contempt, according to his daughter, for the general population, for the masses. You know, he had a total contempt. And I understand why, because you can imagine if you want to get women wearing miniskirts and smoking cigarettes in the 1920s, and you do your promotions by getting society, young females in society to dress that way and smoke in public and announce it, publicity, get it through all the cinemas of the day. And then you see that the population copying it just like that. Eventually, you become disdainful of the public, as if they have no ideas for their own. And they don't have any ideas for themselves. They emulate what they see and what they think the wealthier people are doing and wearing and speaking about or reading or whatever. That's what they emulate. So it's an old science. But it's been used, as I say, really all through Bernays' lifetime, right up to the present time, by governments to a great extent. Spent a lot of money on marketing strategies to convince the public of this or that or whatever. And remember, in marketing, facts don't count. They spew out as false facts. They spew them out, and they'll stick to that regardless of the cost, because they know the propaganda with mass marketing will overcome logic and rationale eventually. If you just keep at it long enough, it overcomes reason. And we've seen this with the so-called swine flu nonsense that's been pushed out there, where they try to panic the whole planet. And a lot of people have been panicked, even though the CDC did report that after panicking the public and after billions being given to the drug companies, for many shots to come in subsequent years, by the way, and they admitted that 97 to 98% of all the swab tests that were sent in as suspected H1N1 swine flu variety were actually not the flu at all. That's almost 100%. Neither common yearly flu or swine flu. And they put it down to probably some other virus or bacterium. Or I would add to it hysteria, because everyone with a snotty nose was running in to get swab tests done. And it's interesting, too, that halfway through the year, the FDA and the CDC and all the rest of them, who were all involved in this, said to stop actually taking swab tests. Just put everybody down with swine flu. See, that's part of them. So you really alter all the facts just to fit the marketing strategy. Personally, I believe through the information I've gone over throughout the years to do with vaccination that it has more sinister purposes. I don't believe it's just money and profit. I don't believe it really helps anyone at all. But I can certainly say with confidence in all the stuff I've read that it has tremendous effects on the human body, ill effects, long-term, generally chronic. You get apart from the Guillain-Barré syndrome, there's a whole bunch of syndromes, and even a lot of the early vaccinations for children will damage localized parts of the brain throughout their different studies. I've got so much information from the official sources themselves, which they don't advertise at all. And I also believe that it's part of the fertility agenda, bringing down fertility. I really believe that, because when you study the sudden drop in fertility, according to the United Nations, since 1950 to the present, it's been plummeting as mandated inoculations were rising. Same with autism. There's no doubt whatsoever. The graph starts soaring along with the mandated inoculations for children. So there's definitely a correlation there, absolutely. And when you understand it as well, from rulers' point of view, see, government does not work in the way that people think it does. It really doesn't. Most people in government are pre-selected. They're also vetted for certain qualities, you might say, the ability to see the things that they're told to see and look away when they're supposed to look away from things. Most of them are corruptible and have been corrupted before they got into politics. And they don't mind the occasional money passing their way. That's my opinion of politicians the world over. By studying them and by watching how much money they had when they went into politics and how much they had when they left politics. And then the directorships that get put on the boards of directors maybe 12, 15, sometimes 20 of them right after leaving politics. Why do you think we got on with all these free shares involved? It's a payoff. And institutions run governments. Disraeli in the 1800s in Britain said the same thing. He says, the public have no idea who really runs the government. It's just not the people you see. No idea at all. And you probably find even that the CIA has far more inputs in how the society goes than any politician or even all of them collectively. And they look upon the people as a herd in the CIA and the military-industrial complex, and they go through all these future scenarios, what-if scenarios. What if we ran out of oil? They had this going in the 60s, that practice war games with taking over the Middle East. What if there's too many people? How would we bring them down? Well, there'd be riots in the street if they made it mandatory to sterilize people. So therefore, you'd have to do it stealthily, with stealth and cunning, and always with deniability. How would you introduce it? They went through inoculations, different means of introducing things into the body to do so. The UN also had studies going, and people like Arthur Koestler that worked for the MI5 at one point and churned out all these left-wing Trotskyite novels, also was a part of it. He wrote about that in his own book. Ways to lobotomize that part of the brain that made you an individual. Because the big problem of governments have always been the people placid and going along with everything that they want them to go along with. Then we saw Kissinger with his bill in the 70s coming out with the greatest threat to the state was overpopulation. And massive amounts of money went to finding ways to stop them, the birth rate from rising, to find ways, especially in third world countries, to stop them from becoming healthy, from growing into productive societies, because they did not want competition at all from any third world countries. So keep them in poverty, keep wars going. When wars are on the go, no one's working the fields. When we're not working the fields, people starve. And you had all through the Cold War this ping-pong game of the US and Britain supplying the right-wingers and Russia supplying the left-wingers, and they sat back and they watched them fight for years and years and years in different places in Africa. This is all geopolitics, you see. And whenever you see plans for a country outside your own that's to be brought down in some way or another by your country, don't ever think that you also are exempt from that, whatever tactic they're using. Depopulation, fertility dropping, all that stuff. No, you're included in it. Eventually the big eating machine comes round to you. Never forget that. And with, as I say, this global warming rubbish that they now call climate change, which means changes in the weather, which used to be normal growing up for me. That's why I had the weatherman on TV that actually was a climatologist. Now they fired them all, decided this farce, and just get these young guys in who just read the dummy board, and they don't know why things are happening the way they are. The climate bill at Copenhagen will be signed. It's already a done deal. Whenever they meet at these things, it's just getting the signatures on it. It's all been done in advance at previous meetings by the bureaucracies involved. You will not be able to sell your home unless it is thermal efficient, as they'll say. And to get it thermal efficient will probably cost more than the house is worth. And you'll find, guarantee you will find this, because I've done this before, in similar areas, if you can't upgrade it and afford it, then you can't sell it. Well, you also can't live in it, because they'll fine you $1,000 to $2,000 to $5,000 a day until you comply. You see? And this will drive lots and lots of people into the authorized cities. Already overcrowded, of course, but that won't matter. With the landlords with thousands of apartments get benefits to upgrade from the government. And that's where you're going to live. Back with more after this break.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Just talking about the big agenda, and believe you me, nothing is going to stop this apart from destroying every treaty ever made with the United Nations, to be honest with you. And there's so many, it would take you a while to go through them and burn them up. Because this is a big agenda planned intergenerationally for an awful long time by the big boys who basically run the world. But they'll stick to their guns to get any lie through, and once it's through, then they'll go quiet again, because once the law's on the books, they can stretch any law to wherever they want to go, and they know exactly where they want to go with every law. Now, even in the southern hemisphere, it's colder than normal. And it says here, and this is from the Otago Daily Times, New Zealand, its official October was frigid. It says chilly weather kept temperatures down to record low levels across Otago last month, with Dunedin expecting its coldest October since records began about 60 years ago. Nationally, it was the coldest October in 64 years, with an average temperature of 10.6 degrees centigrade. That's 1.4 degrees centigrade below the long-term average, and record low temperatures recorded in many areas, including Otago, the National Institute of Water and Atmospheric Research, climate summary says. They just want to tell you that they're down all over the place in the lower hemisphere. And then you go on to this article, and it's from Breitbart, it's called. says here, the World Council of Churches. Now, the World Council of Churches, that's not, I don't think explained that here, was Rockefeller's method of getting all the big churches under his clutches, basically, or in his clutches. Because I think David started it up, became the first chairman of it, and the idea was to bring all the Christian groups together and then gradually feed them data they'd feed down to their congregations and the different churches, and then give them booklets to read. So they're all on the same track, politically correct and all the rest of it. That's what you do. Bernays was the guy that suggested you use these techniques with existing organizations, especially Christian groups. So the World Council of Churches is a Rockefeller owned and operated organization. It's on Thursday, called for churches around the world to ring their bells 350 times during the Copenhagen Climate Change Summit on December the 13th as a call to action on global warming. And I just read that on the one about the Southern Hemisphere. The leading council of Christian and Orthodox churches also invited places of worship for other faiths to join a symbolic chain of chimes, and prayers stretching around the world from International Dateline in the South Pacific. On that Sunday, midway through the UN summit, the WCC invites churches around the world to use their bells, drums, gongs, or whatever the tradition offers to call people to prayer and action in the face of climate change. Can you believe this dribble? Can you believe it? By sounding their bells or other instruments 350 times, participating churches will symbolize the 350 parts per million that mark the safe upper limit for CO2 in the atmosphere, according to many scientists. But to put a joke, I love when they always say scientists are all agreed, and they're not. Only the paid-off ones that work for the United Nations are agreed on anything. They'll accept any lie that helps them. The chimes are meant to start at 3 p.m. local time in each location. It says it brings together 348 Protestant, Orthodox, and Anglican churches representing about 560 million Christians in 110 countries. And they've also got the Catholic Church in it as well, the Council of European Bishops, conferences, etc. Everybody's getting in on it. I tell you, this group that runs the propaganda stuff for the philanthropic Rockefeller Foundation is quite something. They know their stuff. They hire the best marketing strategists. They come up with these ideas. And, you know, the schmucks go along with it at the bottom. They do. They do, don't they? You just can't stop them at the bottom. They'll go all there with their bells and their drums and all their little instruments and stuff and do the little thing and all think they've done a good thing. And they have no idea what it's even all about or what the long-term strategy is for. They don't even know that there is a long-term strategy. Oh, you can't help those people at all. Can't do it. Then after that, on the Mail Online, it says here, 13th of November, the giant iceberg that went walkabout towards the coast of Australia. Australia is known for sunny beaches, surfers, and blistering outback heat. So scientists were a bit taken aback when they spotted this giant iceberg floating near an island down under. Australian Antarctic Division researchers were working on Macquarie Islands when they first saw the iceberg last Thursday, about 5 miles off the islands. It's rare to see an iceberg floating so far north of Antarctica, researchers said. And then it goes on to explain how icebergs form and how they sort of lop over at the very top and come off in massive, huge chunks. All quite normal. But the reason it's going so far north, and I'll tell you why this is happening, is because from other reports, the seas are cooling. The seas are cooling. That's why it's going so far. Otherwise, it would have melted long before, you see. But here they are with their little bells and their cymbals, all these booty two-shoe people with their waxed, shiny faces, going to pray, I guess, to their god Al Gore to save the world. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Someone's asked if Ron Paul and Peter Schiff are on our side, and if they are, is there any hope they can at least slow down the implementation, I guess, is off the agenda. Well, I don't know whose side they're on, but the fact is two guys couldn't do it. Two guys could not do it. They'd be dead before they got up the steps of the Congress Hall. Because so much is riding on this. This is above government. See, there's a real parallel government that does not run by using democracy. In fact, its members say it does not believe in democracy. They get the big jobs done by bypassing democracy. Margaret Thatcher said that when she left government and joined what she called the parallel government, the same parallel government that Carl Quigley talks about, and he was the historian for the American branch, the Council on Foreign Relations. He's a guy who filled in all the blank spots in history and told you why they happened. They were behind it. The particular groups eventually became the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And Thatcher said, yeah, we can get things done. She says, there are too many parties bickering. And the democratic system, nothing can get done, and they have their big plans to do. And all these ex-prime ministers and presidents are part of it, she says. We all know each other. We can get things done behind the scenes because they've got the power to do it. That's confirmed again by Carol Quigley. And that's also confirmed by the Club of Rome that said the system that they were bringing in And then remember, the Club of Rome was just sponsored and paid for by the Royal Institute for International Affairs. And the Club of Rome said that they favored collectivism to run the world. That's basically this, a new Sovietized system. So this will not be changed by one or two men. And every time the election comes up, they always give you a middleman that says all the right things, but can't get in. He can't get in. But you're given middlemen. I know, but Ron Paul, I mean, I've read some of his speeches. He even said, don't be afraid of world government or free trade, global free trade and so on. Don't be afraid of it. And I know he's trying to push gold and silver again back on, but you have to look at one of his main sponsors to find out why that is. And personally, I don't care if it's porcupine quills or seashells. Whoever has the monopoly on them and says what they're worth or purchasing power is a guy that runs you. That's how it's always been. The Rothschilds are the guys, and they have been for the last, 200 and odd years, who get up in the morning in London, stick a finger out the window, and feel the wind and tell you they set the gold standard for the day. The Rothschilds set up the London Gold Standard headquarters and the metals trading place as well in London, England. All metals go through the Rothschilds. All metals. That's everything goes through the Rothschilds in London. It's the metals exchange. And it's when someone else can decide how much it's worth, what the value is, then what chance do you have? What chance do you have to make it ahead? They can devalue that just as much as they can devalue paper currency. And see, any commodity, is no different than sugar or toilet paper or whatever. It's the demand for it, you see. And at the end of the day, if you're starving and I've got a loaf of bread, and you've got a bag of gold there, you can present me with a gold coin, and technically I can say to you, okay, I want the whole bag for this loaf of bread. Take it or leave it. It's a deal between two people. In fact, gold and its exchange for dollars or for any other currency can only work when someone declares its present value at the top in an economy that's functioning and another currency is issued. That's why they buy it. People will buy it at the going rate. In a crisis situation, the going rate's out the window. It's up to the purchaser and the seller to agree upon what this is worth for that which is being sold. Personally, if I could build a massive warehouse, and if I really thought the end of the world was coming, at least the system as we know it, I'd stock up on toilet paper. That'd be a fantastic thing to trade. Believe you me, if all hell broke loose and nothing was getting produced for a long time, and different hygiene products, they'd be in big demand. But yeah, commodities are commodities. What the US would have to do, definitely, is have its own mint and mint its own coinage. Don't farm it out to anybody else. It should be illegal. And if it wants to print its own paper, it should do that too. It shouldn't be borrowing some strange thing, a check to print from some other international banker across any waters or even within your own country. And governments too will never let that happen because they depend on the system. They always spend more than they take in. So they want to go cap in hand to these international boys. In fact, the whole socialist system depends on this very technique. I still wonder, if socialism was for the people, how come they're always pushing for more debt? Just borrow, borrow, borrow and create debt. Well, it's for the bankers. Bankers live on debt and interest. They're the bosses. Governments should live within their means, which would mean, as we all know, that every government in the so-called first world countries would have to slash its governments by about 9/10. And that'd be a darn good thing. But that won't happen. That won't happen. Never happen. we haven't had so-called democratic governments, I don't think ever really, to be honest with you. When you look at even right after the American Revolution and the very facts they put in, their different draftings that those in government shouldn't hire their own relatives. Well, they were already doing it in the first generation. Even Franklin tried to get his Temple, one of his sons, a job in government, but there's already quite a few had done that for their own offspring. You have dynasties, you see, it's inevitable. Dynasties arise within governments. And if you look at the history of the U.S. especially, it's like Peyton Place. It's just a succession of family dynasties, well-known family dynasties, not just the presidents, but the ones behind them as well, the big players. Here's your reality there. And the way you stop something is you stop something from starting at the beginning. You can't stop things once they're well on the way. You can't do it. That's why you can't negotiate with tyranny of any kind. You cannot come to a compromise on anything that you're not quite sure on. Something smells with it, you just don't compromise. You can't go that way. But they've bypassed all this with executive orders. Every country uses them. Proclamations is another way too to do it. Proclamations, that's legal by law. And various other methods. And then creating agencies within governments, like the Food and Drug Administration or the CDC, that bypasses anything going on in Congress. They just go ahead and do their own thing. There's no comeback on them at all. They pass laws all the time. Now, we've got a caller there. We've got Laura Lee from Alberta. Are you there, Laura?
I am, Alan. How are you doing tonight?
Not so bad.
Well, I understand your toilet paper comment because I've actually bulked up. My boyfriend thinks it's kind of funny.
It's a good idea.
I'm thinking so. The reason I'm calling is I noticed in the past, and I hate to bring up H1N1 because it drives me crazy that it seems to be the primary topic on the news,
yep.
Whether it's paper or television. But I've noticed in the past that you've made quite a few comments about MS. Now, I have MS.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone through the internet and I've been trying to do research and finding out the connection that you're making with H1N1 and MS. Now, mm-hmm. I've spoken with physicians. No, everybody seems to be supportive of the vaccine. I just want to hear what you've come across because I can't seem to find anything.
Well, muscular sclerosis, also called disseminated sclerosis,
mm-hmm.
it first really was studied in the Hebrides in Scotland. Because what they noticed was that people who worked with the sheep often got muscular dystrophy or sclerosis. And it was a similar thing that sheep had called swayback. And they wondered if there was a viral connection. We know, for instance, the symptoms of it, they're unmistakable. And with multiple sclerosis, you have inflammation along the myelin sheath nerves of the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And they eventually become massively inflamed, and then after a while they become sclerosed, they become fibrous tissue, scar tissue.
Right.
And they end up with getting different kinds of partial paralysis, sometimes total, sometimes there's a remission for a little while, but you just, it's hard to get cleared up altogether. And they don't know how to do it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You get spontaneous remissions. But when you look at the symptoms of they're coming down with the shots, and already there's women in France now being reported that now have the Guillain-Barre syndrome, as they're calling it, and in the States too, a young guy just came down. There's different people, and these are the ones that have hit the news. The other ones are being suppressed. But that, to me, is basically a reaction against something that was put into their body. It causes the exact same symptoms, eventually, of muscular sclerosis or disseminated sclerosis. Same thing. The inflammation in the myelin sheath, the paralysis, including speech at times as well. And with the vaccination type, you seem to go into a latter phase of it immediately. In other words, something massively inflames the myelin sheath much, much faster than any other way of contracting multiple sclerosis. Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. Well, that makes sense. I can see that because just because of who I am and my disease, and I do have other friends that have it as well, and none of us are getting it, and because we're all getting so many mixed stories, and it just,
And what they put it down to, too, you see, I mean, multiple sclerosis and so on, they'll often say it's some kind of autoimmune disease. Whenever they don't know what's causing it, at the bottom level of medicine, and from that I mean the professors down, that's the bottom level of medicine. The higher levels of medicine are up in the warfare departments, because these are the guys who make a lot of nasty concoctions to wipe out whole populations and so on. And they really, really do. That's what they work at.
Right.
And they know darn well what the effects of inoculations are. It's well understood that there's something they're putting into the body that causes the autoimmune problem in the first place. Now, all these vaccines are meant to do is to what? Is to do with your immune system. It's like a detective story. If I was okay before this, what happened recently? Well, have you changed your diet? Have you gone off on holiday abroad and got some strange exotic disease? Or did you get the injection? And the injections come up every single time. They're altering your immune system. And with this time, with the squalene, which is in it, by the way, they got approval to put quite large quantities of squalene in all these shots for the U.S. And the first time in particular, we've already had it in Canada. Squalene is an artificial type squalene. Ordinary squalene is found in the body, but it's found in your joints primarily. And this weaponized squalene they put into you supposedly to make your immune system go to war with the traces of virus they put into you. Well, what happens with most people, your body doesn't stop going to war once it's attacked all this lab-created squalene. It goes looking for your natural squalene in your body, and you end up with rheumatoid arthritis, another autoimmune problem, as they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all well understood at the top, but facts won't matter. But when you spend billions of dollars on marketing strategies to terrify a public worldwide, you know there's something big behind it. And what's happening, I've got some links I'll even put up tonight from vaccine sites, very, very good vaccine sites, by the way.
Great, thank you.
One is the NVIC. And they go through the panic creation that was done with this. They go through the facts that came out. And even admitted, it says here, a veteran investigative journalist at a major news network published an interesting report about the fact that 83 to 97% of all specimens of suspected H1N1 cases that were sent to the CDC by state departments for lab confirmation from the spring to the summer came back negative, not only for H1N1 swine flu influenza, but also negative for any kind of type A or B influenza. That's when they told them, when that study came back, and that was published at the time, and I didn't mention it on the air, that's when they told them, stop taking specimens, just classify everybody with a snotty nose as having swine flu.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for answering my question, and thank you for all your hard work. And take another caller.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
But I should also say about this NVIC, it's a good website, because it goes into some how the FDA got involved and how even the CDC got really started up, and how they used early cases from the early 1900s to establish their authority over the American people. And it was the same in every other country, by the way, all through the British Empire as well. But they also have a site here, and I linked up to it, and it's from the Food and Drug Administration to do with implantable medical chips. And I'll put that up tonight. Implantable medical chips, they call them electronic transponders. That's why they're even using these names, so if you do a search, I ain't going to find anything unless you have the exact right name. And how they're allowing anybody, any manufacturer of these chips, to go ahead and start selling them without testing them, as long as they fulfill certain criteria for the FDA, they can actually just go ahead and start selling them. And they mentioned the different types of chips they have. But it ties in with this other site, let's say the NVIC on inoculations, vaccinations, and the history of it. Very good site. including the one about the present supposed flu, which seems to be more bogus than anything. And it's to get down the road into mandating everyone get health chips for our safety, our collective safety. That's what really all of this, apart from all the money that's getting thrown at the pharma, that's really going to be the end product of it all. And you see, there already is, from Bill Clinton's time on, an electronic register, medical register of everybody in the U.S., everybody who visits a doctor and so on, that was set up then. And this, the chip, is, will just be an extension of that. And the ultimate purpose for it is going under electronic registry for health on a database. That's already up and running, by the way. Back with more after this break.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-drying foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Hi, folks. I am Alan Watt, and we're cutting through the matrix. This site, NVIC, excellent website, has so much of the facts in here. There's no speculation. They give you the data. As I say, too, that's what they said. I remember reading an article at the time, 83 to 97% of all specimens, of nasal specimens and so on, suspected of H1N1 cases sent to the CDC by state departments for lab confirmation from the spring to the summer came back negative, not only for H1N1 swine flu, but also for negative for any kind of type A or type B influenza at all. And that confirmed, it says, what the CDC's influenza experts said at an FDA meeting in 2003, that 80% of all flu-like illnesses every year are not actually influenza, but viral and bacterial infections that look like influenza. I'd add to that hysteria, because that's what they've been drumming up, is mass hysteria. Mass hysteria. That's quite something, isn't it? Now, Sanofi, there's another article here too. Sanofi, the big vaccine company, that actually was a front for Rockefellers too. I don't know if people realize that these big companies, the majority shares in them all are Rockefellers across the planet. The holding majority shares are Rockefeller, and a lot of them were started up by his organization. But Sanofi's decided, oh yeah, they're going to need two swine flu shots. Now they've decided. Now they're on a roll, you see, and they're getting all this cash from government to get more cash. This article here is from PoconoRecord.com. It says, youngsters need two swine flu shots, Sanofi research shows. November 12, 2009. New test results for Sanofi swine flu vaccine confirmed that children will require, that's up to, or under nine will require two doses to protect you from the H1N1 infection. Now remember before they said one was okay. But they're on a roll now, why not just grab as much as you can when the money's flowing? The company announced the results of a 42-day clinical trial Wednesday that tested the vaccine on 849 adults and 474 children. The results showed the vaccine produced an effective immune response in both children and adults. And listen to this, according to a press release issued by Sanofi. I've also got a website, by the way, that the big pharma companies got together and put up to answer all reporters' questions for the newspapers and television. So here's a pharma putting up, I'll try and find it for you and put it up as well. And I'll show you where all these brown-nosing journalists get all their data from. It's from the big pharma themselves. See? But there you go. They want to have two. It says, the results of the trial confirm earlier to data reported by the National Institute of Health, the antibody responses, which measure the vaccine's effectiveness, encouraging the body to protect itself from the virus, doubled in children under nine after the second dose was administered. This is from Sanofi, of course, the guys that make the stuff. Beautiful, isn't it? Oh boy, I tell you, medicine's beautiful when you, it's all control from the top. And as I say, Verichip too, Verichip ties in with what's coming, because he buys Steel Vault, creating micro-implant health record credit score empire. They're now called Positive ID. Positive ID. We'll all be getting one of them at the end of all the series of scares. From Hamish, myself, from Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
With recent internet